Well, all right. We are here right now on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Super excited about today. Why? Because I love spending time with you guys. I am so excited about bbsradio.com and all that we are doing here at this station. I'm super excited and glad to share with you that we have over 20 affiliated networks that we are now on. So we can be heard anywhere at any given time all over the world, which has expanded the listening audience. I want to thank you for helping make bbsradio.com one of the number one, if not the number one, internet radio station / podcast in the world. I'm so excited, you guys. But I wanted to share that news with you, but we got such a power-packed show. Oh, I'm sorry. Doug, I stand to be corrected. 100 networks. Sorry, I don't know where 20 came from. Over 100 different affiliated networks. I think I was thinking about the, yeah, anyway, never mind what I was thinking. Thank you, Doug, for correcting me. You know he gotta know. I'm excited about the expansion, period. I remember when I first just was looking for a network and I was praying about it. God told me to get on the internet radio and I was praying about it. I was led to them and it just has been a match made in heaven ever since. So I'm super excited about that. So congratulations to the founders of bbsradio.com, Doug and Don. We are so excited to have our partnership together here at Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. So anyway, I don't want to take up much time because we got a full show. We have Jenny Habecek coming on the RN, the author of Cancer Free. Are you sure? She's coming back to join with us to talk about her experience with going through the battle and winning and overcoming that. So I'm excited. She was on before. We talked a lot about just because it's Cancer Month, Cancer Awareness Month. Excuse me and my words. It's Cancer Awareness Month. And as we are becoming more aware, we are becoming more victorious as overcomers. So I'm super excited about having her back on. And also Angie Stone, R&B singer, actress, is going to be joining us as well. We got the Chic Shack. Shanice is going to be giving us fashion tips. We got Jason Champion, gospel R&B artist, writer. He's going to be joining us. We got a real special conversation that we're going to have with him. And I'm so glad that Angie is coming on kind of right before him because it kind of fits right in. God be doing his thing, y'all. Anyway, that's going down. And you know, my girl, comedian. Oh, makes me laugh, makes our side hurt. My girl, Gina G, is going to be joining us. She's coming in with us as well. So we got two Ginas, Jenny Habecek. We got Angie Stone, Jason Champion, and Shanice from the Chic Shack joining us. We're going to have a great show. Okay. Right now, the weather is partly cloudy, 51 degrees in DC. We're going up to 56 degrees. It's a little lower than it was the other day. Jacksonville, Florida, partly cloudy. You're 72 degrees and your high is going to be 77 degrees. You are partly cloudy all throughout the day. Dallas, Texas, you are cloudy right now. You got some thunderstorms coming, well, showers rather, all throughout the morning, early afternoon, all through the evening, all day. Until the a.m. in the morning. So you got showers and you are cloudy all day. But guess what? Who cares? This is the day that the Lord has made and we are going to be joyful in it. You're going to be high 59 degrees. London, my love, sunny 63 degrees is your high right now. And Atlanta, Georgia, shout out to you guys. Sunny right now, 61 degrees. Your high is going to be 71 degrees, sunny all day long. Augusta, Georgia, shout out to you. 65 degrees and sunny. You are going to be sunny all day. Your high is 72 degrees. Oh, God, I could go on. But listen, we got so much show. Listen, all I got to tell you is that today is great. Why? Because this is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to be joyful in it. You know why? Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. You know what we need strength for? So we can overcome all obstacles of the day. You know, the enemy is busy. He wants to get you off track, steal your focus, steal your joy, steal your comfort, steal your peace. But guess what? We have the blood of Yeshua covering us, and because we have the blood of Yeshua that covers us and protects us and keeps us, we prevail. We rose up this morning with resurrection power. That's right. We are more than conquerors. So this day is amazing already. All right. So listen, without further ado, let's just go right on in with Jenny Habecek. Hey, Jenny, the author of Cancer Free. Are you sure? Jenny, how are you today?
I am great. Good morning. And I hope everybody out there is taking great care of themselves.
Absolutely. This is October. This is known to be the month in our nation of cancer awareness. And you were on talking about your book, Cancer Free, Are You Sure? I have already given this book. Two of them I got and took them to, I gave one to Gina G and her household, and I gave one to my mom and her household, and I'm looking at mine right now.
You know what? Because cancer is a big, scary thing, and we're always advertising, you know, cancer treatment. But what if we could let our bodies heal and never, ever step into that mode of needing radical chemo and surgery and radiation? And I promise you, it is so true. We don't know what to do. Like this morning, I'm at a hotel and I wanted some oatmeal and I wanted butter with it. And they give me this like stuff that I'm not really sure it's butter. And which is really bad for us. Ladies, you cannot eat all these fake oils, all the canola oil, the sunflower seed oil, the safflower oil, soybean oil, all this canola, it's all in salad dressing. And it's just these little injuries that we're getting all day, you know, just ordering a salad. We think it's healthy for us. Or like me getting oatmeal, and I don't know what's in this little cup. I think they mix butter with a margarine to save money. But it's so important. And this is a huge risk factor for cancer in this country, because since we started, you know, processing all of our fats and our sugars, cancer and all disease rates, even arthritis and everything, has just skyrocketed. And so, ladies, go for the real thing. You know, we're no longer in the no-fat, low-fat thing. We got the disease from that. Now we're going back to coconut oil and grass-fed butter and ghee and palm oil and eating your salmon. And anyway, that got me going on that this morning when they handed me this little cup.
Let me ask you this, though, while we're on the subject about the fake butter. I can't believe it's not butter. I guess if it says I can't believe it's not butter, then what the heck is it? I thought it was plant-based.
Right. Well, think about this. Some of this stuff is solid at room temperature. And so when you put it in your body, you know, it should, you know, you've got these solid particles going around. If it's not liquid at 98.6, what's it going to do? Clog up your body. And what people forget is a big problem with cancer is that phospholipid membrane that surrounds every cell. That thing gets rigid and the cells start to choke out and they're not permeable anymore. And I truly believe that we contribute to that cell membrane dysfunction with these bad fats. And it's such a simple thing for all your listeners to incorporate. When they go and they order a salad, they say, what kind of oil is in this? And if they don't know, you probably shouldn't eat it.
But olive oil and coconut oil is good.
Yes, those are great. Yes. Really, really good. And, you know, I always try and think, how are people sabotaging themselves and they don't even know it? And this is right there. That's a huge, huge thing. And, you know, be like me, make your salad dressing, bring in that little, you know, shaker thing in your purse. Pull it out. Because usually the salad looks pretty good. It's the oil that ruins it for us. And we've got to get our inflammation down.
Yes. So Cancer Free, Are You Sure? This is like an encyclopedia, you guys. You got to go and purchase this book. And Jenny's going to tell us where to go and get the book. But we got to hear how you overcame cancer. That's what we need to know.
Will do. Okay. So I was diagnosed back in 2009. I did not know any better. I did chemo, surgery, and radiation. No, I'm sorry, did not do radiation. I walked out. Chemo and surgery. Six surgeries. And after about a year, I realized, you know, that so many women were having the cancer come back. And they go, oh, it's a recurrence. The cancer's back. Well, the cancer is never gone. And if you read my introduction and then my chapter on what is cancer, I explain to you that there are these tiny stem cells that are left in the bloodstream that will not show up on a scan. You will look perfectly great. But the cool thing is, I tell you what test to get to find those cells. And if you know you have them, you can do things like we just talked about this morning, getting real fat, eating a garlic clove, you know, getting sulforaphane in, which is, there are a lot of natural food products that will kill those cancer stem cells. And so every day my life is make sure I get in several natural things that kill cancer stem cells to keep me healthy. Because if I stick my head in the sand and just go, oh yeah, they're not there, one day you get that phone call, you know, that now it's back, and we can prevent it. The body is so miraculously made. It can heal, but we don't know that it needs help. You know, we think, oh, I'm through with my prescription. I've had my 5-year check. I'm good. My mission is to tell everybody, please, please, please learn the truth about cancer, which is what I talk about. I explain it real simple. I give you tools. I even have sources where I can connect you to integrative or functional, you know, minded physicians. I talk about a lot of things in the book that will kill the cancer stem cells that are just, they're not even going to cost you money. You just have to change some of the things that you eat. And you can keep your body healthy. The body is amazing. It doesn't even need that much help, but just a little bit and it will go, you know, it can shift. I've seen people with one day to live and they've changed and come back. So it's all.
Well, let me ask you this. What about the colonoscopies? When should people get that done? Is that for women and men?
No.
I mean, some people think they just hear more about it for men. Do women get that too?
Right. They do get it. And I would say I talk about the test, the Cologuard. I've got 2 colon tests in my book that are just a blood test, you know, that you can get to make sure that you don't have cancer cells in your blood. The good thing about a colonoscopy is if they do see some polyps, precancerous, they can remove them. So it's actually not just a test. It's a pre-treatment. I mean, it's almost like it's stopping the cancer because they remove it before it gets very bad. I don't go do routine colonoscopies. I mean, they're expensive and you've got to clean your body out with that drink that they have you chug down.
And what is that? That's like a, what is it?
I don't know. We don't want to know. If you look at the degree, it's like 3 to 4 inches of different, chemicals that are in there. But, you know, that's why I use like IV gene test, or I use the RGCC test. Or that Cologuard test is for people 50 to 85. It's covered by Medicare. And that's a great screener for colon cancer. And, you know, if you ever see any blood in your stool, it could be because your stomach is up, you know, your intestinal lining has been upset by pesticides or whatever, or you have some colitis. So you don't ever want to overlook that. But, you know, blood in the stool or a dark stool is, you know, an idea that there could be blood that could be caused by a cancer lesion. So the reality is, don't wait for them to find it on a colonoscopy. Let's take better care of ourselves. Let's find it years before it would even show up on a colonoscopy with some of these other tests I have. And you won't ever need, you know, to have someone clipping things out of your gut.
Right.
Telling you that they caught it. You see, that's what we do in this country. You know, we catch it. We catch it when it's showing a lump or a bump. And I promise you, we used to not do that. With diabetes,
right.
We don't do that. We don't wait for your foot to get gangrene and fall off. We don't wait, you know, for you to get into the diabetic coma. We start changing, working with you on your diabetic diet. We put you on some medications that can increase the insulin production, the way the insulin works, to let the sugar in the cell. And then, you know, then we put people on insulin. It's like a process. But with cancer, we just wait for you to have that lump or bump. And it takes years for that to show up. We're not going to find the answer with chasing the tumors. The idea is to find it real early before you can even know there's enough cells to show a tumor and get rid of it. And this is a download. I'm telling you, this is a download from heaven.
Right.
He does not like us having cancer. And he's like, my people, I've given you the tools you need to brilliant people all over the world that can help you find cancer at a checkup. Years before it would be something scary, but instead you all keep waiting for these lumps and bumps, and fear comes over my people, and it's a spiritual terrorist. And it's because that's how we think we deal with it. But
so let me ask you this. When somebody first finds out that they have, you know, contracted or got it.
Well, they've grown it. Yeah.
Cancer.
Right.
What do you recommend that they do? Like what could you tell them, a heartfelt message to them that in that moment, what would you say to them?
Yes. First of all, they need to believe in their body's ability to heal. They need to understand that they probably had something to do with getting this cancer, because you don't catch it. Your cells literally turn cancerous. That phospholipid membrane, remember we talked about the fats, gets clogged up. The body cannot get in enough oxygen through that cell membrane and it switches and it starts fermenting sugar. It's really a survival mechanism. And you need to realize that you did not just get that diet. You didn't just get it. Most people have had it 7 to 10 years at the time that they're told. It's just the mental pictures that conjure up in our mind when someone tells us we have cancer, are terrible. And it's because of the way we dealt with it. So I would say, number one, believe in your body's ability to heal. Number two, know this is not a brand new problem. Take the time to assess everything. And on my website, cancerfreeexperts.com, and also in the book, there are 4 or 5 search engines where you can go in and put in your address, your zip code, and find an integrative or a functional physician. And I tell people, give yourself the gift of getting both sides of the coin, both opinions. You know, go to your regular oncologist if that's what you want to do and get that opinion. But then also take an extra week and go talk to someone that's integrated that's going to check your, because if your thyroid is weak, you can't get well. You know, just going to check you for heavy metal toxicity that can even help you mitigate some of the side effects of the other therapy that you're getting, or that may tell you, you know what, you don't even need chemotherapy. Because Dr. Gina, like 2 months ago, they came out with a study that said that women with breast cancer do no better with chemotherapy and a hormone blocking drug as the women who just did the hormone blocking drug. And so they are no longer recommending chemotherapy for estrogen progesterone positive cancers. Do you know how huge that is? They finally realized that chemotherapy wasn't helping. I couldn't believe when I saw the study. So if you get breast cancer and it's the hormone driven kind, Google, or go to my book, Google, and it will tell you that your doctor should not be giving you chemotherapy according to this latest study. You just want to shut down the growth pathway, and then you get the sugar out of your, you got to stop eating sugar. I love it. I love cake. I love
chocolate. Well, people say that wine, red wine, helps with cancer cells. Is that true? Or blood? Or is that true?
You know, this is, it's the resveratrol. There's components in red wine. And you know, I was thinking about that. Lord, is there, because you know, he made that wine in Canaan at the wedding. And I think that there's wine in heaven, but it won't be fermented because nothing can age there. So I don't think it will have alcohol content. Which is the alcohol in wine is also a carcinogen. It's not good for the body. So, you know, but if you're going to have a glass of wine, then I would have the red wine because it does have the anti-cancer properties. But, you know, too much, the alcohol is not good for you because it breaks into acetaldehyde, which is a carcinogen. Because, you know, there's wine all over the Bible. You know, and right. I'm wondering if Jesus made that wine, if he didn't make, because they said it was so wonderful. I'm wondering if that wasn't heaven's wine, because I don't wine.
I don't know.
You know,
I know I've been drinking wine since before Yeshua came, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah. So Gina, did you want to? Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry, Jenny.
No, I said the red wine is better for you because it does have the anti-cancer properties. And enjoy a glass of wine with a nice meal. It's when we do too much of it, then we're tearing down the body, not building it up.
And I agree with that 100%. Because, I mean, any too much alcohol anyway will age you. It'll just break down all of your stuff. You can see that happening, you know. It dries your skin out. It does so many different things. But I know I'm just generally asking a lot of the questions that I've heard through the years people say or different articles that have posted up on Facebook or, you know, something on Entertainment Tonight or the news or somebody has said Dr. Oz.
Right.
I mean, you know, you hear stuff everywhere. So I'm just asking about that.
Well,
what are some of the people seem to hear that?
Gina, can I tell y'all what's in the news this morning is that out in California, Monsanto, evidently the court ruled against Bayer with this man who has terminal cancer, and they're saying that the glyphosate in their Roundup is a cause of his cancer. So everybody, I know you hate buying organic, costs a little extra, but just, I know you ladies, if you're like me, at the end of the 2 weeks, you throw all kind of produce out of your refrigerator because you don't get to it all. Just buy organic, wash it, and eat and eat, you know, consume what you purchase. Let's be better stewards. It's so important to get these toxins out of our bodies, and then we won't have to deal with cancer.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, I have a question, Dr. Gina, if that's okay. First of all, good morning. But I wanted to know, now, this garlic clove that you're speaking of.
Huh? Yeah.
I'm trying to picture in my head me eating a garlic clove. How do you prepare that? Am I peeling?
You know what?
And eating, or how do I consume that? Because right now my face is like, what?
Okay, have you ever taken a garlic clove, like the whole clove, and cut the top off of it, and then put it in a little foil pouch and drizzle it with olive oil, and then fold it over, like those little meals we made in Girl Scouts, like a little, you put your meat, your potatoes, everything, and you put it in the oven and roast those garlic cloves. They become very sweet. Garlic is something God put on the earth. And it is very anti-inflammatory. It targets cancer stem cells, which are the ones that we want to, you know, that hide out, that we want to get rid of. Whenever I chop garlic, it's very strong, but I will just put a piece in my mouth and just chew and swallow, because I know the power that's in that. But I love roasting it, and then I just keep it in the fridge in a little jar. And when I need garlic, it kind of gets like tasty, and I just pull it out and I put it on everything.
Wow. Yeah, I was going to say, you can put it in your salads. You can put it in your tuna, you know, tuna, whatever. You can put it on your meat. If you eat meat, you can. What kind of meat is good to fight up against cancer?
Oh, it is so important that we don't eat the meat that come from the big confined feeding operations, because those meats are not good. For one thing, they're high in omega-6s, which cause the inflammation. And if you can go to, you know, one of these big box stores where you have a membership, the one I go to has organic chicken, and if you think about it, so even pork, you would not believe the stuff they feed these pigs. And then the pigs are also eating corn, and the corn is involved in the glyphosate in the lawsuit I just mentioned. Really, ladies, or gentlemen, if you eat corn, it needs to be organic, because it is soaked in Roundup. You know, it's not a good idea. And how can we mess up corn? I mean, corn, God made corn. Corn is good for us.
I know, but it's so waxy. What's wrong with it? There's something wrong with it. Broccoli and cauliflower, I don't trust it.
It's not what it used to be. So you do have to go to a farmer's
cabbage.
Market,
or cabbage.
Or cabbage, yeah. It's whack.
Yeah, everything is not what it used to be, and neither is our health. 38% of people will get a cancer diagnosis in their lifetime, and that's unacceptable. And if we can learn just to be good advocates for ourselves, you know, and bring the things into our home, even if they're in lesser quantities, that are going to be good for us and safe, and ask what kind of oil's in that salad dressing, and go to a burger place that offers a grass-fed burger, and pay an extra $2. In the end, it's going to save us all a lot of time and effort. And how can we be good stewards for the gospel if we're sick? So it's an everyday thing. Like with my butter with my oatmeal this morning, it's the first thing I thought about. And then I made a hot tea, and I wanted an organic tea bag, because they're spraying the tea with these pesticides as well, and also as a drying agent.
So, well, Jenny, you got to tell everybody where to get the book so they can get all this information. Like I said, it's an encyclopedia, a dictionary, and a Bible. So where can they get it?
The Lord did a great work in me, having me write that. So it's on Amazon, and it's actually published by Charisma, a Shalom division. So you just go to Amazon, and you put in Cancer Free, Are You Sure? And you're going to want the brand new copy that has me wearing red scrubs on it. And that's the new version that has been vetted. It's full of citations. I prove every document, every sentence has been there. Every statement I take is well cited in the back. So, because this is new information, we're used to going for our mammograms, and when we get a bump, then we jump to action.
So where can they follow you? Where can they follow you on social media?
Okay, so I have Cancer Free Experts on Facebook and Cancer Free University on Facebook. And then I also have on Twitter, I am Cancer Free Expert, or hashtag Cancer Free Expert.
Well, that is so good. Thank you so much, Jenny Abeck, for joining us again on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Again, you've always given us so much great information. And I don't eat any meat. I don't think Gina does either anymore. So we're, you know, just finding our way. So this is going to be so helpful for us to go to the grocery store the next time so we can stay young and healthy. All right?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. You got it. That's, I mean, just one bite at a time because we are what we eat.
Yes. All right, Jenny. We love you here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Until next time, okay?
Blessings to everyone. Bye-bye.
God bless you. All right, listen, we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey. And so.
Let love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Dawn Robinson with Mama's Boy, The Play, and you listen to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Hey, hey, now, that was good information, wasn't it, Gina?
I'm talking about the best. I'm trying to figure out a garlic clove meal tonight. I'm trying to figure it out.
Yeah, I love garlic clove. I'm trying not to eat bread, toast, and all that stuff, but right. It really is good on a piece of, like, what do you call it, bruschetta. Piece of bread is really mm-hmm. good with that and in salads when you roast it because they use it like a paste. You can put it on like even when I used to eat steaks, I would put it on, you know, your steaks. But yeah, I don't eat meat no more. So, you know, I'm trying to figure out what fish is good.
Yeah, it's just, like she said, one bite at a time. So I don't want anyone to think that, oh, they got to go cold turkey vegan, you know, tomorrow. But it's just, you know, if you can't, it's just like she said, one bite at a time. You know, you start shopping better, you start changing your mindset, and it comes, it's going to come. Because it's a work in progress for me, I know. But we've cut out bread, I just stopped buying it. So once I stop buying it, it's not a constant, it's not right there for me to make toast, for me to make sandwiches, for me to make grilled cheese, you know, it's done. And I just switched over to almond milk, so I'm drinking no more milk from the cow.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't drink any milk from the cow either. And the bread situation is just so, it's just so tempting, especially because like it's, you know, they don't have like egg in it. Like vegan people can eat bread because it doesn't have like bread. I mean, no, you know, dairy in it.
Right.
And you can put, you know, vegan cheese on it. And I can't believe it's not butter, which is supposed to be plant-based. But I guess if you say, I can't believe it's not butter, then what the heck is it?
What is it? If it's not butter, then what am I eating? What am I doing?
Yeah, exactly. We got the Chic Shack. Shanice is going to be joining us shortly. So I'm super excited about hearing some of the fashion tips. And then we got Jason Champion coming on next. And we're waiting on Angie to come and join us. But we got to talk about dating. What do you think about dating? You know, Gina G, I mean, you're married. So what do you think about dating?
Well, you have to date your husband. So for all of those married women listening, dating is important because you still have to date your husband. He's seen you all week in your scarf with your holy drawers on, with your pajamas on, crust in your eye. So when the weekend comes, you still have to date your husband. I need y'all to go out, you know, and go to dinner, do a movie date. I mean, it's necessary to date. But I have two single sisters and a single brother. So dating sounds pretty hard.
Yeah, it is rough. Okay, we got Shawnee's. We're going to hold all of that. We're going to hold all that content from when Jason comes. Okay. We're going to talk about dating. We're going to talk about, you know, the expectations of dating and so much more. We're just going to have couch conversation. But we got Shawnee's now from the Chic Shack coming on right now, giving us 5 minutes of fashion and some fashion tips. So what's going on, Shawnee's?
Hi, ladies. How are you today?
We are fine, girl.
So today I want to talk to you ladies about just the shapes of our bodies and what best fits us. So there's four major shapes. You have pear shape, you have the hourglass shape, you have an apple shape, and you also have an athletic shape. The pear shape is more like when your waist is wider than your bust. So you're a little bit more hippie and you're a little bit more narrow at the top. You have like fuller hips. And your topper portion is a little bit more, I would just say narrow or just smaller than your bottom portion in general. With the apple shaped body, you are going to have more of the round body in the middle. So you have a full bust, you have a full, waist section, but then you may have smaller legs. Then you have the athletic shape build, which is usually more of the
but I do see that it does come in
so the athletic build is more of the square shaped body. You don't necessarily see that they have curves. They're usually more up and down. And so with those four body shapes, I'm going to talk to you basically about what fits you best. So with the square shape, that's more of the shape that you see on the curvier women. Not the square shape, but the pear shape. That's what you see more on curvier women. The items that you kind of want if you have a pear shape is plunging V-neck, cowl neck, veil shaped sleeves, cowl neck. Those all kind of accentuate your top area, which isn't as full as your waist area or your hip area. So it kind of helps balance it. Okay, so then we'll kind of move more into the hourglass shape. Your hourglass shape depends when you're more narrow in the middle, you're fuller at the top, and you're also fuller in the waist. This body shape, I honestly feel like you could wear virtually anything. The only thing that I would probably avoid is baggier clothing on the hourglass shape because it tends to make the body look bulky. Then you have like the athletic build. I always appreciate seeing like more fitted pieces on the athletic build because it tends to give you a little bit more curve. Best thing you could do with style pieces for an athletic build is like halter top, racer back top, hoop or round neck top. So you want to kind of get more of that collarbone or the above the bust line, kind of more visual, so it will bring more shape to the bust area. And honestly, anything strapless. Ladies who have an athletic build, anything strapless, it just kind of brings more attention to the shoulder area and the leg area. So it'll always kind of fill you out and take that square shape off of you. Then you have like your apple shape side. The apple shape, sometimes it does seem like it's a little bit harder to dress just because it is a little bit harder to find that clothing style in a lot of stores. But anything that's like an A-line silhouette, flowy tunic, like relaxed fit button up, or like even V-neck. Honestly, with the apple shape, if you expose more of the collarbone, it does bring more shape to the bust area. And the flowy patterns help to hide the midsection or even the fuller hip section as well.
And ladies always try to hide that. They always trying to hide the hips and the gut. Ooh, Dr. Gina, we ready for the fall. We finding all the body shapes now.
Three, two, three.
Look, girl, you got that pear shape. You need to put on the V-neck. I'm ready.
Well, listen, this has been amazing. Tell everybody where they can go and get with you and Domencia about the Chic Shack and where they can purchase their stuff.
Well, you can find me at ben.branded on Instagram. The Chic Shack is going to be the Chic Shack, the Chic _ Shack on Instagram as well. And you can find our website on the webpage.
All right. Thank you so much, Shanice. Until next time, we love you, girl.
Thank you, ladies. Have a beautiful day.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. We're going to go right in because we are really running behind. Let's go ahead with Jason. Champion is on the line now. What's going on, Jason?
Hey, what's happening?
So me and Gina G sitting up here talking about, well, she's married. We've been married. Well, not you and I together, but you've been married and I've been married. So we've just been talking about dating, you know, this whole thing about dating and being in, you know, a believer and all of that. What's your general thoughts about that? And then we'll just kind of pull from your thoughts on dating in the church, dating.
So what are my general thoughts on dating, period?
Yeah, dating, yeah. Period.
So I am a lover of all things, you know, romantic, and I think dating is a way for two people to spend time together and to learn about each other and get to know each other. I will say, though, that dating at 20 is different from dating at 30 and even more different from dating at 40. The older you get, the more the definition of the word dating, the more the definition of love itself and pretty much everything changes. Dating in my 40s, now that I'm divorced, you know, there's certain things that you don't, that you feel like you can't. And when I say can't, I don't mean in a dogmatic way. I don't mean like, either you do it my way or hit the highway. But there are certain things that, because of your experiences that you've gone through in your life, whether it be dating or being married, you just kind of know, you know, what to look for, what you've learned, what you like, what you don't like. And so dating in and of itself is a beautiful thing. It gives you a chance to get to know the other person. But you got to keep in mind that dating advice for dating is going to be different depending on the age and maturity level of the people you're giving it to. So you kind of got to be aware and cognizant of who you're talking to and kind of know the lay of the land, if you will, because there is no general rule in dating because everybody's
different. Okay, hold that thought, Jason. Don't go nowhere. Now, Gina, you heard him, right? So when we take we're going to take a small commercial break, and then we got Angie Stone coming on. And you know she wrote that song and sang that song, Brother, right? So this is going to be a good mix with that. Yeah, this is perfect. Okay, so we're going to take a short commercial break, Doug, and then we're going to go right to Angie Stone, okay?
Real short.
Yeah, because we don't have a lot of time.
Like it's over right now. Yeah. Commercial's over.
That's right.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey. And so.
Let love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Hi, I'm Robin Givens with the play Mama's Boy. Thank you for listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right, Angie, how you doing?
I'm blessed. How are you?
Girl, we are so glad to have you back on the Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Me and comedian Gina G, we have Jason Champion on with us. And so I was just, we're kind of colliding in time right now, but just so glad to have you with us. You are now touring in the play. Let everybody know the name of the play that you're in right now, Dakarius Johnson's play.
Well, I was in the play Head Over Heels with Lolita Snipes and Dakarius. But the play was only for 2 weekends, which we did Dallas and D.C. So we're on hiatus now until the next leg comes in. But it was a very good play.
Yeah, I know. Play. And Angie, you're always in. They're calling you a lot to do these stage plays. I mean, you have been phenomenal in every one that I've seen, from the ones in Detroit, D.C., everywhere. I mean, we just love you, Angie. How does it feel, you know, to be pretty much like the soulful sound that you have, and being pretty much in a legendary range, I would say, because you've been holding your own for a long time now. How does that feel that people still singing your songs? They still trying to book you for dates, put you in stage plays?
40 years worth of time. You guys got to forgive me. I got a little sore throat, but it's been, you know, a very long time. I said hi to Jason because Jason and I go way back. And,
hey!
I was waiting for my opportunity to say hi. I didn't want to interrupt you. What's up, lady?
I ain't too much going on, my brother. How you doing?
I have my black brother. Place. It's so good to hear you. So good to talk to you. I have no complaints.
That's a singing fool over there, okay?
He does sing for sure. But Angie, we're talking about dating and stuff like that, but I wanted to know, I thought it was just so perfect for you to be on, you know, talking about Brother, the song that you had written and sang. I mean, tell us, what was the concept? I mean, it's self-explanatory for some, but not to everybody. So what was the concept behind that song?
Well, When Raphael Sadiq by himself and Harold Lilly started with this song, it came from a place of defining our strengths and our weaknesses. Part of our makeshift is unity. And when we can't have that, we have division. It's only one way you can go. So at the time, we were in extreme competition, believe it or not, men and women for radio slot time for who can be the craziest. And at the end of the day, I think when they start allowing the vanity on the radio, people just went crazy. So men were comfortable calling women the B word and the H word. And I was standing back watching from a discerning place, and I said, absolutely not. I've got to get in here and do something to turn the beat around. And what I did was use the Bible, you know, God put men in charge, pretty much.
Yep.
And my thing was, we have to give them what they are. We have to, you know, allow them to be the kings that they are. We can't allow them to tear us down, but we have to do our part on building them up. And so what I started to do was build up, and Brother was created from the space of, somebody's got to get out here and take these bullets. And I just threw my bullet vest and jumped out there with Brother.
Yeah. Well, girl, I mean, it's just such a powerful song, Angie. And I'm still playing on the radio to this day. You got a new project, Dream, that's been out, and you're just doing so many different things. Gina, she's a fan of you as well.
I have a new album. Called Full Circle, that's on the way. And I finished the album. We're actually gearing up to release first quarter. It's a brilliant project. I'm also getting ready to do a feature with the brand new Heavy. I got quite a bit of music in plot, but what's bigger than that is talk show is on the way. I'm coming back to In the Cut, which is a television show that got picked up for a second season by Bounce. And of course, I did Saints and Sinners this season. So alongside the play stuff, a lot of television stuff is coming, but I'm actually excited about the new album.
I cannot wait.
Well, we're excited about everything.
I cannot wait. No More Rain. I wore the Best Man soundtrack out. Do y'all hear me? I'm talking about it wouldn't even play no more. No More Rain. It just takes me to a place. I don't even know where I go. I just close my eyes and there's no hiding place, Angie. There's no hiding place.
You know why you're able to close your eyes and go to that place? Because Angie Stone is one of those rare jewels that makes music from her heart, her entire soul. You got these young kids making this music out here, and they're making these beats, and they're saying clever phrases. But Angie Stone is from the school of real emotional R&B, real love, real passion. That's why I love her. She's going to work forever. God is going to always take care of her because she loves and lives this thing for real. And that's why when you close your eyes, you can go to that place.
Yeah.
Because that's just that kind of music. I love you, Angie.
We love you, Angie. Angie, tell everybody what do you think about dating? We're talking about dating. What do you think about the dating scene in this time? What you've heard, what do you feel about it?
I think dating is, in my opinion, I agree with Jace. I feel like when you're young, dating is fresh. It's like sunflowers. When you elevated yourself to the next tier of your life, dating is like roses. If I had to compare them to flowers, they're like roses. By the time you get to the third leg and you've been through some things and you have children and there is marriage, now you have to do selective dating, but you do selective dating with the one that you genuinely love. Now, the term date night has a meaning because you're still trying to hold on to the innocence of love. So your date night now becomes something that is necessary to hold your life together. And when we stop doing these things, we settle for anything. When we stop reaching to make the magic happen, we're killing the flower. And the reality of it is, once you've been there, once or twice, going back is never the same. However,
yes.
I think going back, that the reason I say that is because I'm not currently in a relationship, but I'm eager to date. But I want to date somebody who's been through the same experiences that I have. My problem is I get hung up on younger men. Younger men don't have enough experience.
Watch out now.
Come on.
They don't have enough experience. They really don't have enough experience to meet their needs and my needs. The reason that's and I'm talking real talk because that's the world
that's
we live in.
That's what we do here.
Right
that's what
now.
We do.
That's the world we live in because most people our age are dating younger or, you know, stuck in a relationship. I know this to be a fact because, you know, now, you know, when they used to call me a cougar, it wasn't a big deal. But now it's a state-of-the-art thing. It's expected. So now they're stuck. But younger people can't give older people all of what they need because they haven't yet to experience what they need.
Yeah, I'm like you, Angie. I've been divorced twice, and you know, I've been single now for about, I don't know, maybe 10 years. And you know, what I found is that as I've gotten older, almost 50 in February, I just, for me, I just want you to know who I am. Like, as far as I've heard, I don't want to have to prove or show you or convince you or talk you like I'm doing a resume or an interview. I don't want to do that. Like, I've heard like different, romantic stories. Maybe because I'm just a romantic, but I've heard when God is involved that men normally see the woman that they want to spend the rest of their life with. They know right off top. Like, I can see a future with you. Now, it's a difference between, I believe, somebody seeing, oh, I'm lustful for her. I want to touch her, I want to hug her, I want to kiss her, than actually seeing a household with her or a business with her or growing old with her. And when you said that men are the head of the household and they're leaders, I agree with that. And I do believe that that if a man is a true believer, that God will give him that special discernment that we don't have as women. They will know that this person is for them. And I have just dated to the point where I just don't like date. I don't like it. I don't like dating. I don't like the whole.
Let me ask you, what has been the problem with you dating? I think, why don't you like dating? Dating is fun.
Well, dating isn't fun for me, Angie. I don't know because it's like, let me ask you this. How is it fun for you being Angie Stone, meeting someone, you know, they don't know what to do with you, Angie. You Angie Stone. Like,
No, listen, when I date, like right now, I used to date this guy. We dated for 9 years. But the part that we miss about each other so much is the laughter. Part of that thing that needs to be magical is we have to be compatible. Like, we both like bowling. We both like challenges that make us stronger as individuals. So when I say it's fun, I can say, let's go bowling. We're going to go bowling. We're going to talk junk the whole time. We're going to have a good time. But that's my equal. I can't deal with a person that doesn't have that sport energy in them that they really enjoy. Mm-hmm. Now, that is called compatibility.
Now, yeah.
You can get a dream guy that looks great, that's a workaholic. I've had one of those too. Where they want to just, all they want to do is work. They want to come home, you cook and clean, lay up and, you know, do whatever you want to do. And then they go back to work. No, it's more than that. You got to,
it's like build
a bear. You got to build a life that works for the both of you.
So Jason, and what do you think from a male's point of view about this subject here? What are we just saying?
Like I said before, I think that there's so many levels and so many facets. Having been married one time myself, you know, you look in retrospect and you, hopefully you have grown from the things that you, maybe that you did wrong that you brought to the table. In order for relationships, dating, marriage, platonically, romantically to work, this is where I hang my hat, and this is the soapbox that I stand on. Regardless of age, regardless of where you are in your life with your career, all these excuses that people use, regardless of any of that, if you have a desire to be bettered, and you are willing to dig, and as the Bible says, let him examine himself. Mm-hmm. As long as you're willing to examine yourself on a daily basis, you cannot get tired and weary with the process, because it is a digging to find out who you really are, the good, the bad, and the ugly. It takes work and it takes courage to look in the mirror and say, God, I know this is who I am. Help me to fix this. Not so that I can be a better mate to somebody, but if you help me to love you better, then I can, loving this other person better will be absolutely easy as pie, because my relationship first should be vertical. And then I'm able to give a horizontal love to that woman. So I've learned that in dating and in, you know, relationships, the biggest key is being honest and being willing to be mature and grow up and stop being so offended and don't be so, you know, holding grudges, all this garbage that we walk around and somebody hurt you and you holding on to it for 15, 20 years and it was something so trivial. Let it go. Life is short. Let's love each other. It's a beautiful thing.
Well, I think that I agree with that, and that's probably why I'm not focused on that, because that's where I'm at. I'm at the point like you don't want to keep making the same mistakes over and over again or experiencing the same situation, wasting time and going in circles. So for me, that's what I am focused on in this season, and I love it. And I feel like by me focusing on the father. And this is what I tell women, you know, I mean, something's got to change if it's a repetitive thing. You know, if you're drawing the same type of person, if you're experiencing the same kind of situations and you want something different, then the change has to begin with you. You definitely do have a say. You definitely do have a say. And so my focus has been, because I've always been with someone. So learning how to be by myself with the father has been like such a rewarding experience for me that I don't even focus on, is the mailman him? Is the grocery store man him? Is the man in the car him? Is the guy at the conference him? You know, I'm not focusing on those things or what I don't have, because I have so much more in my focus on my relationship with the father. And because I put him first, he's been really pouring so much into me that I feel full. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't feel like I'm missing anything. So when I say that someone will find me, that's exactly what I mean, because I believe the word says that he that finds him a wife finds him a good thing. So I'm in a space of where I'm supposed to be. And if you look in and you praying, then God's going to draw you, because he's in me. Then he's going to draw you to him through me. If that makes any sense. Do y'all get what I'm saying? So I just believe that. I'm just cool. I'm cool. What do you got to say, Gina? You got sisters and everybody that's...
Child, well, you know, I have to date my husband. Like I said, I'm telling you, he be tired of that scarf. So on the weekend, sometimes I got to get dressed and we got to go on a date. Like Angie said, it's important. But my single sisters, they just have a problem with men just messing around. The image right now of being this bad woman in red bottoms and, you know, this whole look of what women are supposed to look like, you know, it's problems for real women, you know, with real bodies. So, you know, their issue is just men taking, you know, the image of Instagram and what have you and putting it onto a woman. So that's kind of their problem right now.
Okay. We lost Angie. Yeah, so,
I'm here.
Okay. So that's what I was saying, Angie, me and Jason. I mean, I think everybody got their point of view of everything, but I do come in agreement with you, Jason, as far as, you know, the change and the work. A lot of people don't want to do the process and they think that a person is going to come and, you know, manipulate their life somehow to make it better. And ultimately, it's just going to cause even more chaos because you don't know who you are.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I was saying, Angie, you got to tell everybody, because we don't have enough time. I wish we did. Tell everybody what's your social media information so they can follow you.
Okay. You can reach me at The Angie Stone, T-H-E, Angie Stone on all platforms, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Okay. And Jason, where can they follow you? Jason Champion, gospel artist, R&B singer, all of that. Funny person. Where can they find you?
On Instagram, it's Jason L. Champion. Jason L. Champion. And on Facebook, it's just my name.
All right. Jason Champion, you got to follow me, guys. He's so funny. And follow Angie Stone and keep track of her new project, her new television show, all the stage plays that they be calling her. I don't know how she does it, but she's doing it. And Jason is busy all the time traveling on the road. Gina G, where can they follow you?
They can follow me on Instagram and Facebook, Gina G Too Funny. Follow me.
Yay. And then you can follow me on Gina R. Prince on Instagram and Dr. Gina's Radio Chat on Facebook. And stay in touch with PBSRadio.com. We love you. Stay healthy. Stay whole. Live in your destiny. We are loving you. Until next time, we love you so much on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Bye-bye. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.